Bring money into the town, said his friend. He was a lean, seedy-looking man. His tone was envious and grudging. Mr. Burnaby agreed.
Yes, it's a great thing for Malton Underwood. A great thing it is.
Mr. Burnaby was complacent about it.
Wake us all up proper, he added.
A bit of difference from Sir George, said the other.
Ah, it was the horses did for him, said Mr. Burnaby indulgently. Never had no luck.
What did he get for the place?
A cool 60,000, so I've heard.
The lean man whistled.
Mr. Burnaby went on triumphantly, and they say she'll have spent another 60,000 before she's finished.
Wicked, said the lean man.
Where'd she get all that money from?
America, so I've heard. Her mother was the only daughter of one of those millionaire blokes.
It's quite like the picture, isn't it?
The girl came out of the post office and climbed into the car. As she drove off, the lean man followed her with his eyes. He muttered, It seems all wrong to me, her looking like that. Money and looks. It's too much. If a girl's as rich as that, she's no right to be a good looker as well.
And she is a good looker. Got everything that girl has. Doesn't seem fair.
2. Extract from the social column of the Daily Blag. Among those supping at Chematont, I noticed beautiful Lynette Ridgway. She was with the Honourable Joanna Southwood, Lord Windlesham, and Mr. Toby Bryce. Miss Ridgway, as everyone knows, is the daughter of Mellish Ridgway, who married Anna Hartz. She inherits from her grandfather, Leopold Hartz, an immense fortune. The lovely Lynette is the sensation of the moment, and it is rumoured that an engagement may be announced shortly. Certainly, Lord Windlesham seemed very épris.
3.
The Honourable Joanna Southwood said,
Darling, I think it's going to be all perfectly marvellous.
She was sitting in Lynette Ridgway's bedroom at Wode Hall. From the window, the eye passed over the gardens to open country with blue shadows of woodlands.
It's rather perfect, isn't it? Said Lynette.
She leaned her arms on the windowsill. Her face was eager, alive, dynamic. Beside her, Joanna Southwood seemed, somehow, a little dim. A tall, thin young woman of 27, with a long, clever face and freakishly plucked eyebrows.
And you've done so much in the time. Did you have lots of architects and things?
3.
What are architects like? I don't think I've ever seen any.
They were all right. I found them rather unpractical sometimes.
Darling, you soon put that right. You are the most practical creature.
Joanna picked up a string of pearls from the dressing table.
I suppose these are real, aren't they, Lynette?
Of course.
Oh, I know it's of course to you, my sweet, but wouldn't be to most people. Heavily cultured or even Woolworth. Darling, they really are incredible. So exquisitely matched, they must be worth the most fabulous sums.
Rather vulgar, you think?
No, not at all. Just pure beauty.
What are they worth?
About 50,000. What a lovely lot of money. Aren't you afraid of having them stolen?
No, I always wear them, and anyway, they're insured.
Let me wear them till dinner time, will you, darling? It would give me such a thrill.
Lynette laughed.
Of course, if you like. Oh, you know, Lynette, I really do envy you. You've simply got everything. Here you are at 20, your own mistress, with any amount of money, looks, superb health. You've even got brains. When are you 21?
Next June, I shall have a grand coming-of-age party in London.
And then, are you going to marry Charles Windlesham?
All the dreadful little gossip writers are getting so excited about it, and he really is frightfully devoted. Lynette shrugged her shoulders.
I don't know. I don't really want to marry anyone yet.
Darling, how right you are. It's never quite the same afterwards, is it?
The telephone shrilled, and Lynette went to it.
Yes? Yes?
The butler's voice answered her.
Mr. Belfour is on the line. Shall I put her through?
Belfour? Oh, of course, yes, put her through.
A click and a voice, an eager, soft, slightly breathless voice.
Hello, is that Miss Ridgway?
Lynette! Jackie, darling, I haven't heard anything of you for ages and ages. I know, it's awful, Lynette. I want to see you terribly.
Darling, can't you come down here?